is the story of Jack and Jill, and I don't mean a couple who went up the hill. I just mean a couple of lovers who live next door, and they're always fighting and trying to keep the score. They always petting and poking and jabbing and choking, cooing and cracking and wooing and whacking. They kept necking and knocking and swinging and socking, squatting and squealing and pushing and teasing. Why, he holds her hand as long as he's able, but when he lets go, she bops him to the table. They start right in, patting and pinching and clawing and clenching. They enjoy themselves, having a real good time. Now, Reverend David thought he'd call one day on this nicely newlywed across the way. But just as the pastor knocked on the door, a straight right connected Bobby hit the floor. They started in petting and popping and scratching and bopping, cooing and kissing and hitting and missing. They kept on grooving and grieving and loving and leaving, kicking and cackling and ticking and tackling. Now, one night a neighbor tried some intervention, but one short jab knocked out his good intentions. They started right in, stewing and stabbing, jabbing and jabbing, having a real good time. Now, once the lion escaped from a circus train, he strayed right into Jack and Jill's domain. Just then, they got into an awful rage. The lion took one look and jumped back in his cage. They started in stabbing and swaying and flopping and playing, stomping and bumping and groping and grabbing. They kept on dancing and ducking and tripping and trucking, plotting and pleading and banging and bleeding. Her mother said, "I'll go right in there and fetch you." Honey, mom came out riding on a stretcher. They started right in hitting and holding and fainting and folding. They were enjoying themselves, having a real good time.